Hall was sitting on the bench by the elevator, the only place on the third floor where a working Joe could catch a smoke, when Warwick came up. He wasn't happy to see Warwick. The foreman wasn't supposed to show up on three during the graveyard shift. He was supposed to stay down in his office in the basement drinking coffee from the urn that stood on the corner of his desk. Besides, it was hot. It was the hottest June on record in Gates Falls, and the orange crush thermometer, which was also by the elevator, had once rested at 94 degrees at 3 in the morning. God only knew what kind of hellhole the mill was on the 3 to 11 shift. Hall worked the picker machine, a balky gadget manufactured by a defunct Cleveland firm in 1934. He'd only been working in the mill since April, which meant he was still making minimum $1.78 an hour, which was still all right. No wife, no steady girl, no alimony. He was a drifter, and during the last 3 years he had moved on his thumb from Berkeley, college student, to Lake Tahoe, busboy, to Galveston, stevedore, to Miami, short-order cook, to Wheeling, taxi driver and dishwasher, to Gates Falls, Maine, picker machine operator. He didn't figure on moving again until the snow fell. He was a solitary person, and he liked the hours from 11 to 7 when the blood flow of the big mill was at its coolest, not to mention the temperature. The only thing he did not like was the rats.